You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Dental business. Since the dental grant caps were increased from $300 to $1,000, nearly $15 million has been paid out in the first 3 months. Now, the number of people accessing these grants has also doubled to nearly 20,000. New Zealand Dental Association spokesperson Rob Beaglehole's back with us. Rob, morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
This would be good news for you, wouldn't it? More people getting their teeth fixed is no bad thing.
Oh, it's a great thing. It's a very good thing. Good for everybody.
Shows the need, though.
Oh, there's a huge amount of need out there, a lot of untapped need. And what this really highlights is that there's a lot of pain and suffering out there, and hopefully that this new grant will reduce some of that.
Have we got hard data on whether it's access to dental care that's the problem or needing some sort of better care at home before we need to get to the dentist?
Oh, no, it's very clear that the data's unequivocal. There's a lot of people out there who are suffering with holes in their teeth and infections. We know that, you know, the number one reason kids go to hospital now is to have their teeth taken out under general anaesthetic. For adults, there's a lot of people out there who aren't accessing dental care primarily because of the cost, and we're hoping that this dental grant increase from 300 to 1,000 will plug the gap, so to speak.
See, the problem, you can see it already, can't you? When you increase it, it's there. There's no question the demand is there, which is why they don't make it free, because if they did make it free, the bill would go through the roof.
Well, exactly. The Dental Association is actually after trying to increase the free dental care from 18 years old to 25, because we know that those people will need it the most. I think the main thing, though, Mike, is that if we can get people into the dentist early, we can prevent people getting infection and then going to the hospital, which is an extremely expensive way of dealing with it.
Do they get that idea? Because, I mean, I would argue there's never been a better time to present the government the argument, given all the problems they do have in health and the bunged-up system that it is, and dental's just another branch of that, isn't it?
Well, it is, but at the moment, dental is only funded to a very small amount of the population. If you go along to a GP, for example, it's heavily subsidised. But yeah, if you go along to a dentist, you've got to pay for the whole thing, unless you're on a very, very low income and you can access that dental grant.
You ever see it changing, properly changing?
Well, the only way we're going to prevent this, Mike, is to turn the sugar tap off and to turn the water fluoridation tap on.
Appreciate your time as always. Rob Beaglehole, who's been at this one for many, many years, New Zealand Dental Association spokesperson.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.